بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله وصلى الله على النبي الأمي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Respected listeners, upon occasion Hazrat Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu mentions, جَلَسْتُ فِي عِصَابَةٍ مِّن دُعَفَاءِ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ I was sitting with a group of indigent muhajirin. وَإِنَّ بَعْضَهُمْ لَيَسْتَطِرُ بِبَعْدٍ مِّنَ الْعُرَىٰ As such, some of them were hiding themselves behind others. وَقَارِئُ يَقْرَوْ عَلَيْنَا قَارِئُ A person who was well-versed in the recitation of the Qur'an Sharif was reciting the Qur'an, the glorious Qur'an. إِذْ جَاءَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ To the point that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or suddenly Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come, فَقَامَ عَلَيْنَا And he stood amongst us. فَلَمَّا قَامَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ When the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood, then sakat al-qari'u, the qari then remained silent. Fasallama Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then greeted us. Thumma qal, ma kuntum tasna'oon, what are you doing? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had asked. Qulna nastami'u ila kitabillahi ta'ala. We said, meaning the sahaba radiallahu anhum had said, We were sitting, listening attentively to the Qur'an Sharif, the Kitab of Allah Azza wa Jal. Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, فَقَالْ أَلْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي جَعَلَ مِنْ أُمَّتِي مَنْ أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَصْبِرَ نَفْسِي مَعَهُمْ Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then said, All praise is for Allah Azza wa Jal, who created such people in my ummah that I've been ordered to stay with them. I've been ordered to stay with them. قال فجلس وسطنا ليعدل بنفسه فينا Then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam sat in our midst to be equidistant from us, from all of us. Then he asked us to get closer and ثم قال بيده هكذا It was mentioned, showed with his hand like this here. فتحلقوا So the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم then went closer and made a halqa, what we say, وبرزت وجوههم له and they faced in the direction of Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم. Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم then said, أبشروا يا معشر صعاليك المهاجرين بالنور التام يوم القيامة. تدخلون الجنة قبل أغنياء الناس بنصف يوم وذلك 500 سنة أو مهاجرين رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم said أو poor مهاجرين يا معشر صعاليك المهاجرين أو poor مهاجرين I give you glad tidings of perfect nur on the day of Qiyamah and you shall enter paradise before wealthy people by half a day, and this half a day will be equal to 500 years. وَذَلِكَ 500 سَنَةً And this half day will be equivalent to 500 years. That muhajirin did not even have sufficient clothing to cover their whole body. Apparently it refers to the exposure of that part of the body which is not obligatory to cover, but in public one feels shy at the exposure of even such parts. This is the reason why they were sitting behind one another. They did not come They did not become aware of the arrival of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam as he came because of their preoccupation. They saw him when he had come very near to them, and then out of respect, the reader stopped reading. Although Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had seen one of them reading the Quran, he inquired about what they had been doing. This inquiry was to express his pleasure over what he had seen them doing. And this was the recitation, listening to the recitation of the Quran Sharif. One day in the next life will be equal to 1,000 years of this world. As Allah Azawajal mentions in the Quran, وَإِنَّ يَوْمًا عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ كَأَلْفِ سَنَةٍ مِّمَّا تَعُدُّونَ. A day with your sustainer is as 1,000 years that you reckon. This is the reason why the Arabic word ghadan is generally used while referring to the day of judgment. Even this day will be the probable length of a day for the believers in general. As for the disbelievers, Allah Azza wa Jal says, فِي يَوْمٍ كَانَ مِقَدَارُهُ خَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ. A day will equal to 50,000 years. A day will equal to 50,000 years. For true believers, this day will be shorter according to their status. It is reported that for some true believers, it will be like the time spent in two rakats of Fajr Salah. The merits of reciting the Quran Sharif are given in many ahadith. Similarly, the merits of listening to the Quran Sharif are also found in numerous ahadith. The act of listening to the recitation of the Quran Sharif is so virtuous that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had been ordered to stay among those engaged in reading the Quran, as given in this hadith. Some learned scholars of the opinion that listening to the Quran Sharif is more virtuous than reading it, because reading the Quran Sharif is nafil and listening is farad, and a farad act is always better than a nafil one. A farad act is always better than a nafil one. From this hadith, there is one more deduction in respect of which the learned scholars differ in the opinion. There is a disagreement as to whether a destitute but steadfast person who conceals his poverty from others is better, or wealthy person who is grateful to Allah and discharges his obligations. This hadith provides an argument in favor of the destitute one who is steadfast. The destitute who is steadfast. And we did the narration also of listening to the Quran Sharif. This is also beneficial. مَنِ اسْتَمَعَ إِلَىٰ آيَةٍ مِّنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ كُتِبَتْ لَهُ حَسَنَةٌ مُضَاعَفَةٌ وَمَنْ تَلَاهَا كَانَتْ لَهُ نُورٌ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. A person who listens to the one verse of the Quran Sharif, there is written for him a twofold virtue. And whoever recites one verse, it shall be a nur for him on the day of Qiyamah. A nur for him on the day of Qiyamah. So we turn to the hadith for today's lesson on Ulumul Quran. It is the narration of Bukhari Sharif, hadith number 4986. So if you see, if you're looking at the Bushra edition, hadith number 4986. And Sheikh, and this is Imam fil Hadith, and the Amirul Mu'mineen fil Hadith, and that is Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi. He has named this chapter Babu Jam'il Quran, the chapter on the collection of the Quran Sharif. And remember, this was in the time of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. It did take place in the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It was documented. Remember, we told you it was documented, but it wasn't put in a Mus'haf form. So now came the time of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and the vision of Umar radiallahu anhu proves once again important. So let's look at the hadith. Hazrat Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu anhu narrates the hadith. Arsala ilayya Abu Bakr. Hazrat Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu anhu says, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu sent for me when the people of Yamama had been killed. A number of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's companions, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, who fought against Musaylama, were killed. And Hazrat Zayd radiallahu anhu goes, فَإِذَا أُمَرُ بْنُ الْخَطَّابِ عِنْدَهُ. And Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu is with Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. قَالَ أَبُو بَكْرٍ. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu says, إِنَّ عُمَرَ أَتَانِي. That verily Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu came to me. فقال إن القتل قد استحر يوم اليمامة بقراء القرآن. That verily the killing, verily casualties were heavy among the Qurra of the Quran Sharif, those who knew the Quran Sharif, the Huffaz of the Quran Sharif, on the day of the Battle of Yamama. وإني أخشى إن استحر القتل بالقراء بالمواطن. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu is saying that I fear that these casualties will only but increase on other battlefields. فَيَذْهَبُ كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ الْقُرْآنِ. And many of them, the Qurra, the reciters, the Huffaz of the Qur'an Sharif, will leave this world. وَإِنِّي أَرَىٰ أَن تَأْمُرَ بِجَمْعِ الْقُرْآنِ. And I have this, my opinion to you, meaning to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, is that I instruct you to join, collect the Qur'an Sharif, to make a collection of the Qur'an Sharif. This was the vision of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu to do this. What was the response? What was the response of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu? He says, قُلْتُ لِعُمَرَ. I said to Umar, كَيْفَ تَفْعَلُ شَيْئًا لَمْ يَفْعَلْهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. How can I do something that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not do? Look at the precaution taken by Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. He is the Khalifa of the time, and he's saying that how can I do something which Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not do? Qala Umar, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu says, Hada wallahi khair. Wallahi, verily in this project there will be goodness. There will be goodness. But Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu doesn't say, yes, let's go ahead with it. He ponders, he reflects, he goes into deep thought. فَلَمْ يَزَلْ عُمَرُ يُرَاجِعُنِي حَتَّى شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرِي لِذَلِكَ. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu keeps on coming to me, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu saying, he keeps on returning to me to the point that Allah Azza wa Jal had opened my chest towards it. وَرَأَيْتُ فِي ذَلِكَ الَّذِي رَأَى عُمَرُ. And I saw exactly, my opinion became exactly the opinion of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. قَالَ زَيْدٌ, Hazrat Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu anhu says, قَالَ أَبُو بَكْرٍ, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, إِنَّكَ رَجُلٌ شَابٌ عَاقِلٌ لَا نَتَّهِمُكَ. That verily I see you. So who's addressing? Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is addressing Hazrat Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu anhu, and he's saying, verily I see you have this young blood and you are diligent and we have no suspicion with you. وَقَدْ كُنْتَ تَكْتُبُ الْوَحْيَ لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. And you were the very same one who used to write the wahi, the revelation for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَتَتَّبِعِ الْقُرْآنَ فَاجْمَعْهُ. Then Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu gives the instruction to Hazrat Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu anhu, who said to him, you're a wise man, we do not have any suspicion with you, and you used to write the divine inspiration for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so you should now go, فَتَتَّبِعِ الْقُرْآنَ. You should now go and search for the scripts of the Quran Sharif and فَاجْمَعْهُ, and collect it in one book. And collect it in one book. What was the response of Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu anhu? فَوَاللَّهِ لَوْ كَلِّفُونِي فِي نَقْلِ جَبَلٍ مِّنَ الْجِبَالِ مَا كَانَ أَثْقَلَ عَلَيَّ مِمَّا أَمَرَنِي بِهِ مِنْ جَمْءِ الْقُرْآنِ. Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu anhu said, If they instructed me, and they put this pressure upon me to move a mountain from the mountains, that would not be as difficult, or that would not be as heavy as this instruction to me to join the Quran Sharif. Today we will go about and just go about joining this, making a version of just the Makki Quran, Makki Surahs. But look at the kind of precaution the Khulafa'i Rashideen, when we looked at Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, how he was so cautious with regards to this matter. Then Hazrat Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu anhu, who from the Khulafa'i Rashideen had given instruction towards, he says, to move a mountain from the mountains. This would be easier, lighter for me than this task in terms of joining the Quran Sharif, which would be much is much more heavier for me. Doesn't stop there. There's so many lessons just to be taken from this. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he is the Khalifa of the time. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu has this vision. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu ponders, and waits for that openness in the heart towards this decision of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. Once it comes about, it settles in Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's heart. He doesn't stop there. He takes this opinion of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. Then he uses his intelligence and he sees Hazrat Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu anhu. No suspicion. He's young. He's intelligent. That is why you should use your youth. Use them in the right direction so that they will not fall in the wrong direction. Use them in the correct direction. When you see their capacity, their potential, they're intelligent, there is no suspicion upon them. Utilize them for deen, waqad kunt, but do not utilize them for taking people towards kufr, for utilizing them to make jokes of the sharia, to make jokes of the Laylatul Qadr, to make jokes of the Quran Sharif, to make jokes of i'tikaf, of salah, and the rest. No, they rather utilize their blood, their young blood, their energy in that which is going to help the Muslimin, is going to help the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then look at their reputation. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu sees all of this. And he chooses Hazrat Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu anhu, who when he is tasked with this, he felt it difficult. He doesn't stop there where he made that statement where he says, Hazrat Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu anhu says that to join the Quran Sharif would be more difficult for me than to move mountains. To move mountains. Hazrat Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu anhu now responds, and he responds to the request from Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, who was requested by Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. This time, take note of how does Hazrat Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu anhu responds. Look how he responds. So he says, I said, كَيْفَ تَفْعَلُونَ شَيْئًا كَيْفَ تَفْعَلُونَ شَيْئًا لَمْ يَفْعَلْهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمُ. He responds in the exact same manner as Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Look how they followed in the footsteps of the Khulafa'i Rashideen. Look how they followed. He says, how can I do something? Exact same response as the response that was given by Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu when Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu had instructed him. He says, how can I do something that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam never ever did? Qal, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu says, huwa wallahi khair. And Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's response is very similar to that of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu when he is encouraging. When Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is encouraging Hazrat Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu anhu, he says, huwa wallahi khair. This year there's a lot of goodness. This project is a great project. Umar radiallahu anhu said, hadha wallahi khair. Hadha, that's the only difference. Umar radiallahu, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, huwa wallahi khair. Both meanings are the same. In this, there's a lot, this project, there's a lot of goodness in it. فَلَمْ يَزَلْ Hazrat Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu anhu didn't just accept and said, okay, I'm going ahead with it. فَلَمْ يَزَلْ أَبُو بَكْرٍ يُرَاجِعُنِي حَتَّى شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرِي لِلَّذِي شَرَحَ لَهُ صَدْرَ أَبِي بَكْرٍ وَعُمَرَ. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu kept on coming back to me. Remember? First, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu had to keep on going to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu to motivate him. And here we learn too that when you want to inspire someone with the truth, keep on going back. Keep on assisting them till their hearts are settled. So, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he goes to Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu anhu, returns to him over and over. And Hazrat Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu anhu says, to the point that my heart, my chest was settled on the very same which Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu's hearts were settled upon. My heart was now settled upon it. فَتَتَّبَعْتُ الْقُرْآنِ He says, then I went ahead and I started looking, searching for the Quran Sharif. Here we must take note that the Quran Sharif was documented in the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but it was not documented in the form of a mushaf. It was documented in terms of on date palm stalks. It was recorded on stones, on the hearts of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. So this was together. That is why if you look and you ponder deeper, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu's concern was a lot of the Huffaz are going to leave and then we're not going to have this compilation. The Huffaz, those who have the Quran Sharif with them. If they all leave, how are we going to? So it was documented, it was in some sort of a form, it wasn't just brought all together. This task was placed on Hazrat Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu anhu. It says, أَجْمَعُهُ مِنَ الْعُصُبِ وَاللِّخَافِ وَسُدُورِ الرِّجَالِ I combined it from all of these date palm stalks, وَاللِّخَافِ and this white stones, وَسُدُورِ الرِّجَالِ and from the hearts of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Hatta wajadtu akhira surati at-tawbati ma'a Abi Khuzaymah al-Ansari. To the point that they found the last portion of Surah At-Tawbah with Hazrat Abu Khuzaymah al-Ansari radiallahu anhum. And he says further, lam ajidha ma'a ahadin ghayrih. And I did not find this with anyone besides for Hazrat Abu Khuzaymah al-Ansari radiallahu anhu. This is that meaning in Surah Al-Hijr, verse number 9, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun, that we have taken it upon ourselves. We have revealed the Quran, this reminder, and we have taken it upon ourselves to protect it. Abu Khuzaymah radiallahu anhu al-Ansari, he is the last person, he is the person, the only person who had the last portion of Surah At-Tawbah. And Hazrat Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu anhu says, I did not find anyone except him with it. These verses, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ This verse of Surah At-Tawbah was found with this portion, this last portion. It was found with Abu Khuzaymah al-Ansari radiallahu anhu. Hatta khatimati bara'ah, to the point that Surah Bara'ah also was complete. Fakanati suhufu inda Abi Bakrin hatta tawaffahu Allah. So this compilation, this mushaf, this was with Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu until Allah Azza wa Jal took his life. Thumma inda Umar hayatahu, and then it was in the life of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu in his lifetime. Thumma inda Hafsata binti Umar, and then it was in the hands of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu's daughter, Hazrat Hafsa radiallahu anha. This year, esteemed listeners, if you could just appreciate how much of dedication, how much of precaution was taken in so that you may have this mushaf which is with you today, this Quran Sharif. Thus we also learn that the Quran Sharif, the surah names was also in it, Surah At-Tawbah. May Allah Azza wa Jalla accept it from us. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا عَلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ